This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So it's after 5 o'clock on a Friday. That means if you've got them, you can drink them. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 5:04 in St. Louis right now. State Representative Wendy Houseman is joining us on the guest line. Representative, how are you?
I'm doing well. Mike, how are you?
Very good. I appreciate you making the time on a Friday to talk to us. I know you've got a lot of stuff going on. Hey, by the way, I just noticed, and I'm sorry I didn't say anything about this before, but I just noticed you got to spend some time this morning with one of my favorite people, former St. Charles City Mayor Sally Faith.
I did. I love her so much. She's such a sweet lady, and she's been an inspiration to me for so long.
That was awesome. She wrote a book a few years ago that said, I'm losing my memory, I'm not losing my mind. And it's a great perspective in talking about people who are living with dementia, and especially early dementia, because she's very frank in the book and talks about things that said, hey, there are questions that you may want to ask, and you may be like, well, I don't want to talk about anything because I'm sure they don't want to talk. She said, no, bring it up. Let's talk. Like, we want to get that out there and don't dance around it. So I thought that was really great.
Yeah.
So I just saw that and I was like, hey, kudos for you and Representative Violet for hanging out with her today.
Yeah, it was our pleasure. We got to talk to her about a little bit about what she did and what she could remember whenever she was a state representative. And so she enjoyed it, you know, just having those conversations with us as well. So,
you know, people are probably thinking, you know, you finished session, you did special session, that's over. You guys will have a short veto session where I don't think anybody expects a whole lot to happen, but you don't really get kicked back up again until January. So they think it's the summer. You guys are probably taking the summer off. Man, it seems like you are burning rubber all summer long. I've seen you kind of be a little bit of everywhere on social media. How many different conferences and things have been to so far this year?
Well, in the last like I said, 2 or 3 weeks, I've been at least 4.
Wow.
So not to mention the other, I've been traveling around the state, you know, visiting with other members of the body. So I've been all over the place. So, yeah, that's true. I've been to Kansas City. I've been to D.C., went to the White House, and then we went to Summer Caucus in St. Louis. And then we had ALEC in Indianapolis. So it's been a... I haven't unpacked yet.
So for people who aren't familiar with ALEC, tell us a little bit about what is ALEC.
Well, ALEC is the American Legislative Exchange Council, and it was a conference. And so basically it's a nonpartisan organization of state legislators who are dedicated to limited government, free market, and federalism.
So people from all over the country come there. And we had a huge St. Charles County contingent that actually went to that this year.
We did. Several of our members from St. Charles County came and got to learn new things and, you know, just kind of like collaborate with other states. And it's a, I mean, we get ideas, and because many of the other states, you know, have the same issues that we have. So, you know, they have workforce shortages, they have education reform issues, they have border security problems. And so it's kind of like a place where we can just come together and kind of talk about it, what works for them, what works for us, and just kind of collaborate.
Are you noticing anything different from what you're hearing from fellow legislators around the country than what you hear here in Missouri?
Well, I think a lot of, like, we got to listen to Linda McMahon, who is the United States Secretary of Education. She spoke with us, the Missouri delegation, when we went to the White House in Washington, D.C. And she also mentioned when we were in Indianapolis and speaking about the Missouri delegation and how she was impressed with some of the things that Missouri is doing. And so it was kind of neat to hear her, you know, remember all of us, and we had just been there. And, you know, she's like, we're working, you know, across the aisles, you know, to try to get some things done in Missouri. And so they kind of want to emulate that across the nation.
When you're talking about policies that people are talking about putting into place, what are the big issue areas? What are the areas that people are seeing the most excitement, I guess, for lack of a better term?
Well, I think the fact that we got rid of the capital gains tax, I think that was big. I actually got to meet a gentleman by the name of Stephen Moore, who is an economist, and he talks, you know, he's a commentator on Fox. I saw him across the way at ALEC, and I was like, wow, I know that guy. And seen him a lot on television, so I was kind of, you know, starstruck. But we got to talk to him and had a, you know, one-to-one conversation, and, you know, he was really impressed of, you know, what we're doing in Missouri and how we're, you know, working to get rid of the income tax and, you know, just really going in a great direction for the state of Missouri.
What are the issues that you are working on this summer while you're out there trying to get ready for session next year? What are the big hot topics that are burning for you?
Well, I think so, one of the big topics, since I'm the chairman for government efficiency committee in the House, you know, we're trying to, you know, get some things that are working with accountability and transparency and, you know, trying to figure out what is working and what's not and how we can be a little bit more efficient with government taxpayer dollars.
What makes a doge at the State House different from, like, Elon Musk and what he did in D.C.? Because, I mean, in D.C., we can always just print more money. We shouldn't, but that's what they do. So in Missouri, you can't do that. I mean, you're limited on that.
We cannot.
So we've got to have a balanced budget every year, right?
Yes, we do. And we're kind of, you know, I was on the budget before, and, you know, that was a big issue for me. And that's why when I stepped down from budget and moved to government efficiency, you know, I was really excited because I thought, well, yeah, this is an opportunity for me to actually, you know, see some things that I noticed. Hey, why are we doing, you know, some of these things, and why are we not doing it a different way? And so it's given me an opportunity to, you know, start looking into that. And, you know, I'm going to have a meeting with the governor to try to figure out, you know, what direction he wants to go, because this is a new position for me. So I'm trying to still figure it out and, you know, figure out what the governor wants to do, because I think that's important that we work together as a team.
Have you had marching orders so far about, hey,
not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
So how many people are on our governmental efficiency? Are we calling it DOGE or are we not calling it that?
No, it's actually COGE, because it's the Committee on Government Efficiency.
COGE. Okay.
We have several members. Like I said, I have only actually had one meeting with them, so I've not had, you know, a whole lot of opportunity to meet with the whole committee yet. So I'm hoping to get, you know, I'll get to do that next session, because the former chair was Representative Ben Baker.
Yeah.
And so he was appointed by President Trump to be the director of rural development in Missouri. And so when he stepped down, then they said, hey, Wendy, would you like this? And so it was something new for me. So, you know, I'm just kind of like learning and kind of talking to different people right now just to try to figure out what direction we're going to go.
You've been a big child advocate going mm-hmm. forward and or through the past. Are there big bills that you have coming up? Because you got a lot of legislation passed this past year that the governor signed into law.
I did. I'm still working on my sex trafficking bill, that if someone is, you know, go to the voters, but if a person is found guilty of sex trafficking a child, then they will go to jail for life. and life meaning the their duration of one's life, not just, a, you know, 25 years, it would be life. So that one is something that I'd really like to see go through. We'd be we'd have one of the strongest legislations in the nation. Arizona is the only one that actually has it right now. And so I'd like for Missouri to, you know, take that big leap. But I have a few other ones that I'm working on. They went through committees, but they didn't get through last year. So I think I'm going to, you know, work on those. And I think that's the great thing about us having, you know, different committees. Whenever we have a piece of legislation, it has to go through so many stages and it improves it. And so after it goes through the stages of the House, then it has to go to the Senate and do the same thing. And so this will be like the third time my bill's gone through, you know, trying to get it through, you know, that I've sponsored it again. So hopefully, you know, we'll get some more through, some good ones to help children.
I know it's a little bit of inside baseball, and I hope you don't mind me bringing it up, but you were running for leadership in the House this year.
I am.
What position are you running
for? Leader.
Tell me, so it is floor leader. Tell me.
It is floor leader, yes.
For those who don't know this process, how does the process of getting into leadership in the House actually go?
Well, I will be going into my third term. So I have to finish my second term. And then at the end of that, then I can run for my third term. And then I have to, the body will vote for me. And there's a few other gentlemen that I'm running against. Great gentlemen. I think very highly of them. I just think that I could, you know, I bring a lot of value to the body and I have a lot of experience in leading. And so I think I would be, you know, a really good person in that position.
So that won't be until January of 27?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
But I'm already starting. I'm already working hard and talking with people. And, you know, I think I have a good chance.
So for people who want to stay up with you, what's the best way for them to follow Wendy Houseman?
You can go to wendyhouseman.com.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time. I know you've got an event that you have to be at here in just a little bit. So thanks for working us in today. And I look forward to watching your leadership journey as we move forward.
Well, thanks, Mike. I so appreciate you.
That is State Representative Wendy Houseman joining us. You know, your state reps, they say it's a part-time gig. And it is in the way that they're there Monday through Thursday, January through most of May. But what you find out quickly after you become a state representative, it's a 12-month job, and you end up having to do a whole lot of other stuff once you're not in session. Being in session is one thing, but there's a lot else that is on your plate that you have to do, especially if you want to be an effective legislator for the state of Missouri. Speaking of the state of Missouri, Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger, along with Senator Adam Schnelting, held a forum today on senior abuse that I got the opportunity to attend. We are going to talk to the Lieutenant Governor on the other side. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. Hope you're having a great Friday and your weekend is starting off well. Like we said, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 5 o'clock here. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Drink them if you've got them is what we're going to do. Traffic's on the way. We'll talk to the Lieutenant Governor on the other side of 97.1 FM Talk. Happy Friday. Hope your day is going well. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. So I had the opportunity earlier today to join a senior abuse forum. And State Senator Adam Schnelting, who does a great job out in St. Charles County, does a great job in the legislature. He has been leading the cause in the Senate on addressing senior abuse. But I didn't realize until he said it earlier today, one of the main responsibilities of the Lieutenant Governor's office is working on senior issues. And we are very honored to have the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Missouri, David Wassinger, joining us on the guest line. Lieutenant Governor, how are you, sir?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing great. Thanks for coming out to our senior event today. I thought we had a great turnout. I thought Senator Schnelting, the Attorney General's office, and had a great job. Some really heartfelt stories being told about elder abuse today, so I was glad to do it. And yeah, and you're spot on. You know, as Lieutenant Governor, I'm the official advocate for seniors in the state of Missouri, and that's by statute.
You know, you do an awful lot at the Lieutenant Governor's office. We've talked about the veterans things that you've been involved with before, but you know, seniors is one of those issues that a lot of people just don't talk about. I mean, it's one of those things. You heard the stories today and the room was full. And thanks to St. Charles County Library District for hosting that event today over on Kisker at their branch there. But hearing the stories from the people in that room, it's just heartbreaking. And Senator Schnelting brought up a great point when he said, you know, it may be your grandparents who are in senior care right now, or it may be your parents, but it's about to be you. And these are things that are going to touch someone in your family, I guarantee. And it was just heartbreaking to see that. And I appreciate you getting that forum together.
Yeah, it was really, again, heartfelt. It touches everyone's lives. I have, you know, as you I mentioned today, my mother had some health setbacks a couple of years ago, and we had some, you know, issues regarding neglect in the senior living facility she was in. Senator Schnelting mentioned that he thinks his mother passed away because of neglect or abuse at a senior facility, and you heard all the other stories today, and it is a range of emotions, Mike. You know, on one hand, you're angry. The other hand, you're sad. It's just, you know, it's just a very, very complex issue. It brings about a range of emotions because it really hits home. You know, it's a loved one you're dealing with. So it really brings out a range of emotions in you.
It was one of the things that you talked about today, and I really appreciate you having the Attorney General's office there. I didn't realize how many hurdles that people have to get through. And I appreciate more today, after today, even more of the difficult position that you're in trying to advocate for seniors and trying to take care of these problems. A lot of times it feels like we have laws in place that work against what we would think are common sense solutions. I heard a lot of common sense solutions that were mentioned in that room today. How do you go about trying to overcome some of the hurdles that we have in place to get to where you want to go?
Well, you really need advocates and folks step up like they did today. As you mentioned, we had a full house today outlining what their concerns and potential solutions to those concerns are. Senator Snelting is a strong advocate for seniors in the state Senate. We've had legislation passed, you know, 2 or 3 years ago advocating for a number of these seniors. It passed the House and the Senate, and unfortunately, our then governor vetoed that legislation. So I think that will come up again with Senator Snelting leading the charge. I will certainly be, as president of the Missouri Senate, advocating for that. And to the extent it hit Governor Kehoe's desk, we're going to push that it be signed. You know, we need change with advocacy for these seniors, and I'm here to bring that change.
If people want to get on board with you and if they want to learn more, what's the best way for them to help you get something done?
Yeah, the beauty of the forum was it gave a contact information for where to turn if you're, you know, having a loved one or you have concerns. You can email our office, call our office. You can contact Senator Snelting's office in St. Charles County. The Attorney General's office, you know, gave their out their contact information. So it really served as a great forum at a minimum, you know, for contact information to let you know your voice will be heard. Here's the contact information to call. A lot of families don't know which way to turn when this goes south and think their voice is not getting heard. So I think that forum provided a good outlet and a good clearinghouse as to who to contact if one of your loved ones is experiencing some elder neglect.
You know, one of the toughest things I think that being 12 years in the local government issues that I found out is people get so frustrated because of what you just said. They don't know where to turn. They don't know where to ask questions, and they don't know how to start getting information. So I think using your office and Senator Snelting's office is going to be a great resource for them. Hey, you've had a busy summer. I've been watching you bounce around at all kinds of different events. What's the biggest thing that you've seen so far this summer that you're like, hey, that was a really big one that I was proud to be a part of?
Well, one thing, I just was in Jefferson City. They asked me to be chair of what I would consider the kind of United Way for statewide employees. It's called the Missouri State Employee Charitable Campaign. So I just was in Jefferson City with about 50 coordinators, and I was honored to be asked to chair this charitable campaign. So I was in Jefferson City giving a big kind of a rah-rah speech. So that's fresh on my mind simply because I just came from Jefferson City meeting with about 50 people, you know, pushing that issue. So we're going to invite people to, you know, donate to this charitable campaign. And those funds, which will be millions of dollars, will be distributed to charities throughout the state. So that was fun. That was exciting. We're doing a lot on the tourism front. We're doing a lot on the, you know, senior front. And we're always fighting for our great veterans. So, yeah, we've been busy in the Lieutenant Governor's office.
What are your big plans that you have coming up for the next couple of weeks?
So let's just talk about today. After I left the senior forum, we went downtown and visited with the Missouri Arts Council. So I oversee the Missouri Arts Council, which is housed in the old post office in downtown St. Louis. So we got a strategic plan together with the executive director of the Missouri Arts Council this afternoon. And then we rolled over and visited with the new head of Explore St. Louis, which is the, you know, our St. Louis Convention and Visitors Center. So a guy named Brad Dean, who I've been very impressed with so far, he's moving and shaking and asking us to get a big robotics convention in and keep it here in St. Louis for the next few years. So we're doing a lot on the tourism front here in the next week or two.
I have really become a big fan of Brad Dean. I got the opportunity to meet him at the Lindbergh Foundation dinner that happened downtown a few months ago. And I also got the opportunity when I was flying to Nashville a few months ago and sat next to a lady that they hosted a conference here. And she was giving me her feedback on St. Louis. She had never been here before. And I walked away with that going, Brad and his team did a great job of marketing our city and marketing our state. So, man, you've got your fingers in a lot of different things in the Lieutenant Governor's office, don't you?
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, you're around, too. I see you around quite a bit, so you keep active, too. I saw you were kind enough to come out to our senior event. I see you running around the great state of Missouri and primarily in St. Charles County. So you're doing God's work, too, and getting around the state. So I appreciate all your input and everything you're doing as well, and I appreciate you having me on today, too.
Well, we appreciate you making the time. I know you've got a lot going on. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope you stay out of this heat. And hopefully that's going to break by, I think, Thursday. They're saying it's actually going to get below 100 for the first time.
Well, welcome to Missouri in July and August, man. It's the dog days of summer, but we'll get through it, and we'll probably miss it come February. So we'll get through it, though. So, but again, it was an honor to see you today and the rest of the folks out in St. Charles at the Senior Abuse Summit or Forum we had. And if anybody has any concerns or, you know, thoughts, please reach out to our office or Senator Snelting's office, and we'd be happy to respond and try to get them pointed in the right direction.
Well, we really appreciate you making time. I know this was last minute today, so I appreciate you jumping in and making time for us. I hope you have a great weekend, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Always a pleasure, Mike. All right. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care.
That is Missouri Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger joining us today. Man, it was heartbreaking listening to those stories today. And I'm sure a lot of you probably have those same stories. Unfortunately, there's way too many of those that are going on. And man, it's tough. I mean, you start looking at trying to solve problems. The crazy thing is, and I get it, man, nobody wants to pay more taxes. And if you ask me, do you want to cut your taxes? Heck yeah, I want to cut my taxes. Nobody wants to pay more. But you start running into these issues and you're like, man, this is going to cost money. That's going to cost money. One of the things we were talking about a few days ago in a meeting was talking about all of the needs that we have for mental health. And unfortunately, the largest mental health provider places have become our jails. There was a great story on Channel 4 that they did just the other day talking about a drug treatment program that's going on in the St. Louis County Jail. Unfortunately, it's going on in the St. Louis County Jail. That means something really bad had to happen to put them into that area. But at least while they're there, there's a place for them to get treatment. And if we're at the point where our jails have become our mental health providers, we're in a really bad pathway forward. So I appreciate the Lieutenant Governor and the Senator hosting that forum today. Think about your grandparents, think about your parents, and trying to make sure that their elder years go as good as they possibly can. You know, we all work our butts off every day, and we hope to get to retirement. And we work all that time, you save all that money, you put a plan together, you try to be as good as you possibly can to get to your retirement. And then once you get to retirement, you never know. You don't know what your health's going to be like. You don't know that you're going to end up in a facility where you end up hearing the stories that you heard today. And I don't want to paint a broad brush and say that's every place. It's not. My dad's in a assisted living location that I think they do a fantastic job. But unfortunately, that's not everywhere. So it's going to take people. It's going to take money. And those are the kind of things that we're going to have to get to. You know, we talked during the roundtable about all the different celebrities that we have lost just this past week. And we're going to have a conversation with Robert Thompson. He's a professor of TV and pop culture at Syracuse University. You know, a lot of our heroes are passing. How you doing with that? You know, is it starting to make you look at yourself a little differently and talk about reality? And I know the older I get, the tougher that gets. You start seeing people, I mean, Malcolm Jamal Warner, I think he was 54. When you're 59 and a guy 54 dies, it hits you a little differently than it used to. We're going to have that conversation with Robert Thompson on the other side. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. I hope your Friday is going well. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of your Friday on 97.1 FM Talk. Going to be talking with Robert Thompson, the professor of TV and pop culture at Syracuse University, coming up here in just a little bit. You know, I did want to go back to a clip, though, and it's going to be cut three, Ethan, is what we're going to do. But just talking about the fact of, and this was actually over my head as we were wrapping up the Reardon Roundtable earlier, and talking, because we have been talking about who's going to be the head of the Democratic Party. Who's going to be leading this and who's going to be the face? And this is interesting because this is Ken Martin and he is the DNC chair.
When you hit rock bottom, there's only one direction to go, and that's up. And that's what we're doing, right? We're building the type of organization we need to win now and to win the future.
How does that make you feel talking about your party when the head of your party, the chair of your party says, when you've hit rock bottom? That's not good when they're going to come out and they're going to admit the fact that, you know what, we kind of suck right now. Life is not good. But I guess the first thing they say in recovery, right? You have to admit that there's a problem. Well, he just said that you've hit rock bottom. I question whether or not they've actually hit rock bottom or not. I think there's another level they can go, and they seem to be getting there. This is Eric Schmidt, Cut 4, in talking about the Dems are really kind of way out there today.
You look at the players right now with Brandi Weingartner and Hunter Biden and, you know, the communists in New York. I mean, it's just, it's a Star Wars bar of leftists that are in charge of that party. And so I think they do not know how to get back to a place where they can appeal to mainstream America.
It really gets to what we talked about during the roundtable earlier today. And where are they going to go as a party? I know you have the folks like Donna and Jane, who I'll say are more moderate folks that are in the party. And you look at them, and they would really like to see the Kentucky governor be the face of the party. But that doesn't seem to be where the energy is at. The energy seems to be going in a whole different direction. And they seem to be heading down a pathway that just says, let's get as crazy as we could possibly get. So we'll see where all that ends up. And it's going to be interesting to keep an eye on it. It just kind of doesn't fill you with all kinds of warm fuzzies when your party chair says, when we've hit rock bottom. You know, one of the things I talked about earlier that it kind of started hitting me. And I don't know how it hits you, but when you see those heroes that you grew up with or the bigger than life people that you grew up with, when they start passing, it really starts kind of pointing out to you of, you know, you're not going to be here forever either. And dealing with that gets to be a little rough. Robert Thompson is a professor of television and pop culture at Syracuse University. He is joining us on the guest line today. Robert, thanks for making the time on a Friday afternoon.
Thank you for having me. And yeah, it's if the people, you know, when you reach about 10 years old, 15 years old, you start really, you know, the people who sing and are in shows and movies and that kind of stuff become important. So they're generally people that are, what, 20 years older than you are. And I'm now 65, so all those folks that I started to like when I was a kid, there are not many of them left.
It's one of those kind of things, I don't know about for you, but the older I get, I'm hearing these celebrities' ages when they pass, and I'm like, you know, it's not that far off from where I am right now.
Though I have to say, it always astounds me, if a celebrity makes it past like 35, I'm looking at Mel Brooks closing in on 100. Yeah. Betty White just missed 100 by, what, a few weeks or something. Norman Lear was close to the century mark. Even Ozzy Osbourne was, what, 76?
Yeah.
Given the, what do they call it today? Given the questionable lifestyle choices he made, 76 was a pretty good run for a guy like that.
I still can't believe Keith Richards is still alive. Although I've heard the joke that Keith Richards actually died 20 years ago. It's just no one told him yet.
I'm not sure you're right about that, but
he is very well preserved.
I'm not sure you're right about that either.
If you know, it's one of those kind of
picture I saw didn't look so well preserved.
Kelly Clarkson had that song of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? So, you know, he's been through quite a bit. I remember I was watching a documentary, and it was 1971 is what it was talking about. And the Stones were putting together an album, but they were all doing heroin so much that year that they had this big palace that they were staying in Europe somewhere. And they owed these drug dealers for the heroin money. And since they didn't pay them the money, the drug dealers came to collect the money. They were all so stoned that they didn't even know the dealers were there. So they stole all their recording and guitars and instruments.
Oh,
as
wow.
Payment
I've never
for their
heard
heroin.
That story.
It's like if you,
you know,
can
when
survive
you think
that,
about it, though, it is, you know, baby boomers who are now older folks, an awful lot of their culture is in fact still going. I would. The Rolling Stones had already been around for a while when I started paying attention to the world, and they're still going. I remember being in elementary school or middle school, and James Taylor was singing Fire and Rain, and I still see him on things. It's that generation has been overall, not everybody, of course, but have had these careers that are stretching 5 decades, 6 in some cases.
So what do you think it says, if anything, about our society, about seeing these folks who are leaving? It just feels like to me, and it could just be me, it feels like we're kind of turning the page on a generation.
We are, although I think we're always turning that page. It depends on where any individual is, because I think they, you kind of define who was important by people when, I don't know, you were 12 through 35, I guess, are the key things. So I think that's always kind of happening, and it's more poignant depending on which generation is cycling through at any given time. The happy news about this, I mean, nothing happy about people passing, but the good news is that in the case of celebrities, and all of those that have been born and performed in the age of electricity, is that so much of their stuff, it doesn't go away. For example, by sheer coincidence, 2 days before Malcolm Jamal Warner died, I happened to be in my summer class up to the Cosby Show in my history TV class, and we played that pilot episode where the dad teaches Theo the value of money with a Monopoly game, one of the most exquisitely perfect scenes in sitcom history. And Malcolm Jamal Warner was only 13 when that played. People will be able to watch those episodes forever, and the other things that he did. Elvis has been gone for a long, well, that's a bad example because he might not be dead. Sinatra has been gone. Michael Jackson have been gone, and we can still hear their enormous bodies of work. If you died in the 19th century, you can only listen to or hear descriptions of things, but we're lucky that the people we grew up with, it's sad when they pass, but I can still put on a Black Sabbath song or a Chuck Mangione song or watch an old episode of The Resident with Malcolm Warner in it, and their work is still there in front of us. Most people who grew up with I Love Lucy, she'd been dead before they were born.
That's true. I wanted to play this quick little cut, and it's got Malcolm Jamal Warner, Ozzy, and the Hulk Hogan in it, and just kind of get your reaction from this.
Is that a decal?
No.
Have you been tagged by the Wildlife Society?
It's an earring, Dad.
I am going to fix your ear.
Then what?
You expecting some sort of punishment?
Shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Weak signal, that's about all. I don't know what's up, that weak signal. Jack! Can you get these televisions to work?
I'm a very simple man. You gotta have, like, computer knowledge to turn the TV on and off.
Thunderlips is here. In the flesh, baby.
Oh, my God.
The ultimate male versus the ultimate meatball.
Hulkamania was put to the ultimate test. But, Mean Gene, when the time came right, when I had Andre the Giant right where I wanted him, the largest arms in the world, with the support of 90,000-plus Hulkamaniacs, helped me slam the Giant right in the center of the ring.
You got some big personalities that we lost this past
I'll
week.
Say. I mean, the Osbournes one, what that immediately reminds me of is that was, of course, his second life.
Yes.
He started doing Black Sabbath in the 60s in his solo thing. And remember, there were a lot after he died. All these people were talking about what a important person the history of music. There were a lot of critics who had nothing but bad things to say about Black Sabbath and the emerging heavy metal. There were a lot of rock and roll radio folks that wouldn't even play him on their on their stations.
Yep.
And then he started getting, by mere age, he started getting respectability. But when that show came out 6 months after 9/11, in March of 2002,
wow,
millions of people who had never... They'd heard of Ozzy Osbourne. They'd heard the story about the bat and the Prince of Darkness and all of that. But many, many people who could not have named a single title of a Black Sabbath song or an Ozzy song absolutely fell in love with this lovable sitcom dad. He was kind of like the Cosby Show. It was weirder, but you know, that was a family that seemed to love each other. It was evocative of Ozzy and Harriet, which is where the Ozzy whole thing, Leave It to Beaver. And he was just, as that clip, you know, he spent his whole time, you know, stepping in the piles left by the many, many dogs in the place, or trying to figure out how to use the remote control on what at the time was a really cool large TV.
I believe, because we were having this discussion earlier, who was a bigger star? Was it Hulk Hogan or was it Ozzy Osbourne? And I think it was Ozzy Osbourne because of what you just said. There was a whole other generation that fell in love with Ozzy from that television show. It really humanized the rock star that had this whole other persona, and it changed it. And then Sharon being on The View keeps him alive. I mean, there was the clip
that I saw
of him delivering flowers to her on her birthday on The View. I mean, it changed everything.
I think you're right. I mean, Hulk Hogan, and let's not underestimate, especially in the 80s, there was a Saturday morning cartoon about Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
There had to be 5 or 6 years in the mid 80s where every Halloween, at least 3 Hulk Hogans would come to my door without question. So he was a big phenomenon of the 80s, and then of course continued for a long time. But I think if you had to say which one of these, and you wanted to put it into some kind of mathematical equation, the longevity of what Ozzy Osbourne did, simply the, you know, and of course all of that music still exists, and then that TV series, and of course he did that reunion thing. Just what his last performances were a couple weeks ago, wasn't
it? Yeah, and they said it raised over $200 million for charity.
Right, so there you go. And even as I was saying, back in 2002. You had all these people who fell in love with Ozzy who couldn't even name an Ozzy Osbourne song, and now the reverse has happened. I have talked to kids, my students about 20, and kids that are younger, you know, 12-year-olds, who every now and again you'll run into who are real Ozzy Osbourne aficionados, who can, you know his whole trajectory of his career, who have got his songs on their playlists and everything, and they couldn't. They could, if you mentioned the Osbournes, they'd know it was some reality show. But it's almost as though he had Act One, which was his music. Act Two was the reality show, and Act Three is the music, which I think doesn't appear to be diminishing. In fact, the opposite. Whereas Hulk Hogan has become kind of, even before he was he passed, had become kind of a nostalgia item. You would trot him out like you would Crockett and Tubbs lunchboxes when you want to evoke the 80s or 90s.
Well, Robert, we appreciate you taking some time, doing some reflection with us, putting things into perspective. That's got to be a great job, being the professor of television and pop culture at Syracuse, man. That just sounds like an exciting thing, and you sound like a guy I wish I had you as one of my professors back in the day.
Well, my dad was a plumber, and I used to work with him in the summers, and I have to say, this is a lot easier to do than plumbing was.
It's a lot less crappy of a job. Ba-doom-poom.
Oh, man.
Hey. Robert, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
That is Robert Thompson. It's just, You know, it's interesting to put life in perspective from time to time. And whenever your heroes pass, it gives you that opportunity. We are going to do the cut of the day on the other side. It's Mike Elam for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk. So we've made it to the end of the Big Mark Reardon Show, which is always exciting. I just love this show on a Friday. There is so much stuff that is going on. For our cut of the day today, we want to go back to something with Hulk Hogan. And this is something that is very different.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
Tommy,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fred Bottomer's nice enough to hang out here. Fred, you can set this up probably better than anybody because you were there when this happened.
Yeah, it was back in 1985. And, you know, wrestling was big, really big back
then. Yeah, wrestling of the Chase.
Especially in St. Louis. And Camo X sportscasters, you know, were Bob Costas and Dan Dierdorf was there.
Legendary.
Right. And Ann Keefe, one of our news talk hosts, had been there, and the three of them were jokingly talking about wrestling and how they ought to go out and cover, you know, a match. So they did. They got totally dressed up in tuxedos and a long gown. They got a
Dierdorf in a gown. That would be great. Well, just
okay.
Kidding.
They got a limousine, and they took it to the match. And the main event was Hulk Hogan against Paul Orndorff.
Oh, wow.
And Paul Orndorff's manager was Bobby the Brain Heenan. And here's what their coverage sounded like.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Oh, the Hulkster asked the crowd if it's time to apply the finishing touches. Off the ropes, and Bobby the Brain Heenan reaches into the ring and upends the Hulkster. Heenan now picked up by the Hulkster. The Hulkster holding Heenan overhead.
The circulation cut off. Now Orndorff attacks the Hulkster from behind. Heenan is dragged into the fray. And now it's one against two.
Oh, this has happened before, where Bobby the Brain Heenan has been a factor in a wrestling match. Oh, whoa, Orndorff kicking and stomping the referee. Mayhem in the ring.
The referee trying to step in between Orndorff and Hogan, declaring that it's unfair to go two against one, and instead the referee is belted to the mat by Orndorff. And now it's Orndorff and manager against Hulk Hogan. He grasps them both by the hair. Oh. The Hulkster now butts the heads together in Three Stooges style. And both Orndorff and Heenan go to the mat.
The Weasel.
Bobby.
Right in our lap.
Bobby the Brain Heenan, in an attempt to escape, grabbed by the pants by Hulk, dragged back into the ring.
That's amazing. Something you'll never hear again. Bob Costas, Dan Dierdorff, and Ann Keefe wraps up our cut of the day. I hope you have a great weekend. Mike Elaman for Mark Reardon today. Thanks for letting us be a part of yours on 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.